Blog Talk Radio.
This goes out to my partner that passed away, Eugene Reckler, Robert Squirrel Lester, Pretty Old Joe. I remember, oh yeah, the signs of springtime. There were birds, music, everywhere. Some of us play, oh, and some of us cry. Can't you see? Oh, can't you see the tears in my eyes? She's what I had dreamed of. She's all that I think of, yeah. Woo. 10 feet tall. Oh, I was riding so high. What eyes of a child,
eyes of a child,
shining so bright.
Yes!
They were, come on, y'all.
Cold this day of my life.
Down below, down below. Down below, down below, down below. Thank you. Thank you. You're so beautiful, huh? The signs of springtime. I tried to keep the past behind me, but she doesn't remind me she's gone. She's what I had dreamed of. She's all that I think of, yeah. Come on, the guns, sir. Everybody sing. Come on, y'all. Come on, y'all.
Oh, this day of my life.
Oh. Woo!
It was a cold this day. I had to rub the cover, no, 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 no.
Woo!
Cold, cold is day of my life. I thought there was no other, no, 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 no.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Soul School Music with Marshall Thompson, live on Tribe Family Channel, brought to you by Gumbo for the Soul International. I'm Beverly Black, Marshall Thompson's sidekick, and I am the creator of Soul School Music, Tribe Family Channel, and Gumbo for the Soul. It is an honor, privilege, and a pleasure to bring to you this exciting show, co-produced by Daisy, the Queen of Diamonds Brown, holding it down right here with me. Our special guest is Enchantment. Now, before I open up the phone lines to make sure that I've got the team here with me, let me refresh your memory. Enchantment is a soul R&B band formed in Detroit, Michigan by Emmanuel E.J. Johnson, Joe Joby Thomas, Bobby Green, Edgar Mickey Clanton, and David Banks. They are best known for their mid-1970s hits Gloria, Sunshine, and It's You That I Need. Enchantment were formed in the late 1960s at Detroit's Pershing High School with the visually impaired Emmanuel E.J. Johnson as their lead singer. In 1971, Enchantment came to the attention of Dick Scott, a former Motown executive who headed his own artist development company, Artist International. In 1973, they formed an alliance with Michael Stokes, producer of Creative Sources hit Who Is He and What Is He to You? So we are about to get this party started. Let me bring on Mr. Marshall Thompson, and here's his introduction.
This legendary supergroup formed in the late 50s as two separate groups, the Chanteurs and the Desideros, joined forces in the early 60s to become Marshall and the Highlights. In 1964, they changed their name in tribute to their hometown, Chicago, and became the Shylights. The hits started coming in 1971 and 1972 with Have You Seen Her and Old Girl, each selling over 1 million copies. In 2000, they were inducted into the Rhythm and Blues Foundation. In 2005, the Vocal Group Hall of Fame. And in 2013, the R&B Music Hall of Fame. Their music has been heard around the world, as well as movies. In 1996, they appeared in Original Gangsters. Only the Strong Survive in 2002. And recently, the movie trailer for the Disney picture Finding Dory. They continue to wow audiences worldwide.
Ladies and gentlemen, without further ado, the legendary Marshall Thompson, the last man standing of the Shy Lights. What is happening, my brother? How are you this evening?
Yeah, pleasant good afternoon for everybody, all the listeners across the world. We're here. I hope you had a great holiday weekend time. We had the big birthday party, me and Joe Jackson, Michael Jackson's daddy. That was a very, very big success. And now back to our radio show for our special guest tonight. Let's have some fun.
Well, you know what? Again, happy birthday to you and happy birthday again to Papa Joe Jackson. It was an honor to have your birthday party here on your birthday, Soul School Music with Marshall Thompson. It was a pleasure having you talk to my son, KB, who celebrates on the same day as you. And it was an honor to be able to see and watch the videos with you and all of the friends and family that wished you and Papa Joe Jackson a happy birthday September 2nd at the mansion. And again, the lovely as ever, Melba Moore entertained the hundreds of people that showed up. So it was very classy. You all were dressed in style. Everyone was filled with that love, and you could just really see that this was a very phenomenal gathering. It was almost like it was everyone's birthday. To be able to grace you all's presence must have been just phenomenal. From the pictures and the videos that I saw, and just from talking to you, I know that it was just something just phenomenal. So again, happy birthday to you and congratulations to your continued success.
Thank you so very kindly. Thank you very, very much. I'm surprised about, and I'm waiting on that beautiful friend of mine, got a super group out of Detroit, Michigan. And I know he's got a lot to talk about this evening.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's right. So without further ado, on Soul School Music with Marshall Thompson, the talented and ever so enchanting Mr. David Banks of Enchantment. What is happening, Mr. Banks? How are you?
I'm doing marvelous, Beverly, and also my friend Marshall for many years. I'm doing okay. I'm doing great. Yeah. I'm glad to be shouting out to you all over this radio station, and happy birthday again, Marshall, and to Mr. Joe Jackson, a legend
Thank
for many years.
Mm-hmm. Thank you very much. Tell us about your career out there. What's going on, man? I mean, I've been knowing you for so many, many years. You've been on tour with me so much and so many times. You know, you come to my show even when you wasn't even working, and I come
exactly.
to your show even when we was not working. So, I mean,
exactly.
We go back so far. There's some great things of history that the public would like to hear you say. And believe it or not, you got a lot of listeners listening to you right now.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure, Marshall, especially with your track record. But we've been still functioning. Enchantment has been working, and we've been busy. You know, we've still been working with other groups and you guys in a number of places. So every day the world is changing. I mean, we listen to all the things that's going on in the world, you know, the disasters. In fact, I would like to say give Houston and also Miami, I'm blessing them. Hopefully they come through this storm that's going on. You know, we're sending our blessings out to you. But Enchantment, we've been around for these years, many years, as well as Marshall and the Shy Lights. In fact, we grew up listening to you guys before we even had any records out back in the early 70s, because we were trying to get us a record deal. But we came in on the tail end of your era, which is still your era, but the early 70s, and then it changed into the disco era, and then Enchantment came out just before that era ended. We came out in the beginning of the disco era with Gloria in 76. Mm-hmm. You know, things were changing.
That's
so we
right.
were lucky and blessed We were blessed to have a hit that came out, and we came out with the second hit, Sunshine, and It's You That I Need right behind those hits. So we've just been blessed to still be working till this day, you know, because people still like good music. Yeah.
Well, now, that is awesome. Tell us, take us back to the beginning. And first, let me check to make sure that this is not one of the other members who, you know, we all didn't get to do the sound check. So I'm going to open up area code 313. Area code 313, is this one of Enchantment's members?
This is Nat Morris, invited by Dave. Thanks.
Oh, yeah, Nat is a great friend of ours. And he was responsible a lot for Enchantment's hits back in the earlier days. He had a TV show in Detroit called The Scene, which was almost Soul Train.
Hang on for 1 second. Hang on for one second. Thank you for joining us, Mr. Nat. I've heard so much about you. Now give us a minute to conduct the interview, and we're going to reopen up your phone line, all right?
I'll be waiting for the 313 signal, and hello to you, Beverly Ann Marshall.
Thank you.
All right. All right. We'll be right back with you. Okay.
Right.
So now, Mr. David Banks, tell me and Marshall and I, how it all began for you before Enchantment, because since Enchantment was formed out of your Detroit high school, tell us about growing up in your home. Did you have any musical influences? And tell us about you before high school, before Enchantment.
Well, I was singing in the church choir. You know, I was just nervous as I could be back in the day, back in Detroit, Michigan, going. These were the times back in the early 60s during the freedom marches and stuff, you know. And I'm going to go back to my longtime friend before this guy was even involved in the dramatics. His name was Willie Ford. Willie Ford, the bass singer. Me and Willie Ford, we sung in the church choir together back in 1963 during the Martin Luther King march and stuff like that. And that was because my mother changed churches. You know, that's a long story. But anyway, I didn't see Willie Ford no
time.
More until you got time. You ain't got...
Oh, yeah,
okay.
We have time.
Okay, well, I'm going to bounce from that year. I'm going to jump all the way up to after the Detroit riot in 1967. 1967, after the Detroit riot, Enchantment became, well, we were a group during that time, but I had the pleasure of meeting Mr. Emmanuel Johnson at Pershing High School. We were in boys' vocal class together in this ensemble class, which was a music class. And we were also in Mr. Will Robinson's gym class. Will Robinson was the coach famously known for scouting basketball greats for the Detroit Pistons, and he was responsible for Mr. Spencer Haywood's career. So I met Emmanuel Johnson in Mr. Will Robinson's class because I got kicked out of class for doing something, and me and Emmanuel Johnson was in the locker room, and I'm singing some Temptation stuff, No More Water in the Well. And I heard some echo on the other side of the lockers, and I said, well, who is that? I said, you know, so I peeped around the corner. I said, that's that guy in the boys' vocal class with me. You know what I'm saying? So I noticed his talent from just listening to him, because it was a very special talent that he had. And I said, man, if I got that guy in my group, which me, Bobby Green, and Mickey, and another guy, Johnny Stallworth, and Michael Miller was singing together, and then they left. But anyway, I told Emmanuel, I say, man, if I could have you in this group that I'm singing in, and Barry Gordy is my uncle, and I don't know, I was selling it. You know, Barry Gordy ain't no kin to me at all. But I don't know what made me say that, but I guess it was an inspirational thing because I asked God for the blessing and he gave it to me, you know, to have someone in our group like that. And from that point, from after the Detroit riot, from January 1968 until now. We've been together as a group. And that's a statement. That's a powerful statement to say, you know, till this time right now as we speak, 50 years ago.
Wow. Well, you know, as with the Shy Lights, we have the last man standing carrying that torch
for
59 years.
Now, that's a statement.
Here we have, what a blessing, inducted into different halls of fame and music awards and what have you, and then to have you speak on enchantment and all that you've accomplished and all of the music that we have loved and known and serenaded and wanted to hear,
yes.
Everything that enchantment sings about, women want to hear. I was listening to Gloria today, and I'm thinking about all the women whose name is Gloria. Can you imagine?
Yes. There's a lot of them, right?
The bragging rights to Gloria, right? But so
right.
I commend you as, you know, we speak here on the Godfather of vocal groups, excuse me, Marshall Thompson's platform. You know,
yes.
That's another nod to a vocal group, okay, with that class, that polished act, that showmanship, and to be able to bring the vocals, bring the music, to have that stage presence, to not everyone can harmonize like that,
right.
And to really capture the audience's heart, both men and women alike, it is phenomenal. And to continue to have such a long-standing run is absolutely phenomenal. Okay, so now, who were your musical influences besides the Temptations? You mentioned Willie Ford, who we've had the honor of having Willie Ford on Tribe Family Channel.
Yes.
We've had the honor of having L.J. Reynolds on Tribe Family Channel. And, again, I want to shout out for having the honor of having you here on Tribe Family Channel via our sister, friend that helps us hold it down, KD, the Queen of Diamonds, Brown, helps us hold
Ms.
it down.
Daisy.
And I want to shout her out. She's listening. I'm going to open her mic as well as Nate's mic, because we have callers that are listening and they want to hear from all of you. And so congratulations to the many years. What would you say attributes to, because like Marshall Thompson always says, what's your equation and your theory on business, and what's the 1090, Marshall?
That's what it is. That's what it is. 90% business, 10% show.
That's right. That's right.
Okay.
That's
so
right.
With that equation, what attributes to Enchantment's longevity?
Enchantment's longevity to me is loyalty and love. I love my guys. I love them from day one until this day, until death do us part. But loyalty is a big part of it. I mean, because there's a lot of obstacles out here and people that you meet that's in your circle, and you know, they come and go each and every day. I met Marshall. I was listening to the Shy Lights records before we even had a record out. I remember listening to For God's Sake, Thank God for the People, all of that. And I was listening to Marshall's and them records way back in the early 70s before we had anything out. So I commend Marshall for his longevity. He's a good guy. I've been knowing him for many years. And there are all kind of obstacles out here with people that you meet. There are rivals and there are rival groups. But, you know, that's to be you're going to keep up on – you're going to be on your game or you're not going to be on your game. You can't be mad at somebody because, you know, that keeps you motivated. You know what I'm saying? To, oh, they bad. Just like I'm going to give you an instance. When Enchantment, the first major contest we won was in 1969. We won this radio station, RC Cola, WCHB radio station talent contest in Detroit, Michigan. This is when David Ruffin had just left the Temptations, and he was doing his first debut on My Whole World Is Ended at the Fox Theater. He was headlining this show. But then up on the marquee, they had this group that nobody ever heard of. It said the Jackson Five. Now, who is the Jackson Five? Nobody knew. You know what I'm saying? But anyway, they never showed up for that show. But we won that contest that year, 1969. And, that made our day. That gave us inspiration to keep on doing what we did, you know. And as you said, reading our bio, we met Mr. Dick Scott. When we met Mr. Dick Scott, we met the Jones Girls. This is before the Jones Girls were even on the market. The Dramatics. And this is when I met Willie Ford again, because we lost contact from 63 up until 1970. And when I saw Willie Ford, he was singing with Ryan, you know, with the Dramatics, Larry Demp, Squirrel, and you know, all of them. And I said, hey, reconnect.
Wait, hold up 1 second. Now, you said Ryan, but you didn't say Banks. So now let me ask you, is there any relation?
Yeah, so there's a relation there. Feel it, baby. Feel it. Feel it, Banks. Feel the Banks vibe. Yeah. It's the Banks thing.
You're a mess.
Feel the vibe.
You know what?
Feel.
Let me bring all my co-producer, Daisy Brown from Queen of Diamonds. I got to bring you all. Daisy, you hear
me? That's right.
Yeah, I'm here. Boy,
oh, the Daisy.
Right,
how you doing, Miss Daisy?
Hey, sweetie, I'm good.
All right. Miss Daisy
yeah.
in the house. That's good.
Mm-hmm. I'm here.
But
here. You know she always holding it down with me.
I do my best, as they say. This my sister, so we got to keep it going. Keep it real.
That's right. Take
and
your time.
I really appreciate you coming on there with us tonight. I really, really do. And I know you've been on the highways and the byways, and you know what it's all about. So I'm just so
grateful.
Things that you've done, because, you know, at one time you weren't the road manager per se, but you were the road manager. And
exactly.
The booking agent mm-hmm. and everything for Enchantment.
Everything.
Even though you didn't have the title, you did the work. So
yeah,
I
that's
congratulate
right.
you for all of that, my dear.
Throwing the sound system in the cars and all of that stuff, you know. That's the dues that we pay. Clothes out the cleaners. Yeah, that's right. That's right. That's
driving.
Right. All it. The whole
now,
shebang.
Let me check back mm-hmm. in with Marshall. Marshall, are you still there?
I'm right here.
All right. I just wanted to make sure.
Yeah, I'm enjoying everything. I'm enjoying everything you are saying there.
See,
Amen to that.
And he deserved that. He deserved that. You can lay back. He could deserve that and lay back.
That is my brother.
Yes,
you know,
yes.
And Martha Thompson is the reason why Daisy, Queen of Diamonds Brown, and I met. And so I commend and thank him for connecting the dots that makes things like this happen. So now,
yes.
Let me turn the mic back over to Marshall Thompson. You hear this man talking about listening to you before they even had a song, and then hearing him testify to 50 plus years in the business. Well, how does that make you feel, knowing that there are so many groups out there that can say they have actually looked up to you? So that's mentoring. You have mentored many men in this business. What does that mean to
mm-hmm.
you, Mr. Marshall Thompson?
Well, I look back all the way from the beginning. You know, we came to the times where we couldn't even stay in the hotels. We had to go in the back door of the theaters and sing. We had to go sit in the balcony and wait for showtime. We had to have sound checks in the balconies. I mean, I came up in that era when you only had one microphone for a whole vocal group. the single.
Wow.
We didn't. Mm-hmm. Now we got each member on stage have their microphones, and we come from the area. Now you go to our concerts. Now everything is set there. We used to have to carry the sound system in back of the trailer.
Yeah.
And then we didn't have enough room in the car. We didn't have enough room in the car. We had to ride some of the members in the trailer in the back with the sound system. So,
wow.
So we've been through that. And it took us 10 years to get our first hit record. We didn't start off. And we started off in 1958-59. That's where we started. And we was going out there trying to make it. We was out in California with the Temptations. We was out in California with the OJs. And we was out with the Lox and the Whispers. And we was making $15 a piece. That's what we made.
Wow.
And the lady gave us our jobs in there. We used to play in the California Club, right there in California. Her name is Ruth. And the girl I made at last, Etta James, she gave us our first gig.
Really?
OJ played on the Monday. Shylights played on the Wednesday. The Whistles played on the Friday. And the Larks played on the Saturday. We did that for about 3 years.
Wow.
Yep.
Wow.
Tell them about who was the beautician, Marshall.
The beautician, that was me. I did all the process.
Now, that's history. That's history. That's history, Marshall.
And that was before I had the Jackson 5 at the Riggle Theater to beat Bobby Taylor.
Wow.
Way before.
Mm-mm-mm.
You know, this man has done so much for the music industry and does not get half the credit that he is due. If Marshall would really stop and pat himself on the back and tell you some of the things that he's done for the various groups as far as finding their royalties and all kinds of things, you just would not believe this man is as phenomenal as he is. And that's one reason why I love him so much, because he's not selfish about his success. He reaches out, and if he can help you, believe me, he will. And that is something that, you know, most people will turn their backs on you, and they're like the crabs that pull you down as fast as you climb.
Exactly.
But Dave, you got to remember, everything starts and everything ends. Okay.
That's
now,
right.
I didn't have to brag about a lot of things. Gladys Knight gave me my first break, you know, playing with Gladys Knight and the Pips. I was very, very excited about that. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And from there, I went on and on. As time went, we started rolling into what we had to be. You know, everybody is going to have a chance to do what they do. And nobody knows a hit record. Nobody.
That's right.
Only the public.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody go
That's
around
true.
So they have a hit record. If it's not not selling, it's not a hit record. So
exactly.
If they buy it, then you got a hit record. See?
Exactly.
And so you know what? I didn't have to brag about anything. I just go in on and do what I've done. You know, I was talking to Joe, Michael Jackson's daddy. We and him was together for 2 days at our party. And we were just talking about these things, what we're talking about on the radio right now. He's talking about how this stuff really happened. I mean, we all come from the ghetto side. All of us.
Yeah.
And we come out
here
and we had a dream to do, and we prayed on it, and we kept going. And David just said the master thing is all sticking together and believing in what you want to believe in. And that's the reason
why
it happened. And if you don't believe in what you're doing, why do it? Do something
that you believe in.
Don't complain. It's a lot of complaints out there, but keep on going. You don't have to move from Detroit to get a hit record. If you got a hit record, it's going to be a hit record in Detroit. You know, you're going to leave Chicago. They tell you, hey, if you go to California, you're going to get a hit record. And ain't no, you're not going to get no hit record because you go to California. You know,
right.
Get your hit record, period. If you got a hit record and it's your time, it's your time. Look at Michael.
It's your time.
When Michael first started, when I first seen a kid, I knew that he was going to be something. Like I told him at the funeral when I spoke at the burial. when we put them into the mausoleum, when I spoke there, I told him right there, I knew he was going to be big, but I didn't know how big.
He started off
opening up the show for me, and but about 3 months later, I was opening up the show for him.
Right.
So that was a great
thing. That's something.
That was a great thing, and it's a whole lot of memories and history for David, your group, the Enchantment. When you all came out, I think you all was one of the baddest groups I ever heard. When you and EJ and hit the stage, we hit that Gloria. That Gloria knocked my socks off. You know, I said, wow, where's these cats coming from? And then after this, you move on down, you end up on a tour with us, and we end up on a tour with you all, and here come another group. The Dynamic Superiors. Shoe Shine. Where did they
That's
come
right.
from? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I mean, on and on. Then you got one of the dancingest groups in the world. This is scare me to death. I used to tell the child, like, just sit down. But they used to do no steps because they didn't do it at all. That's the unique.
Right.
And have you something to eat and just sing. You know what I'm saying? But it's on and on and on. And then I tell you, if everybody just stick together with their groups and do the best you can, and a lot of people leave in groups, and, well, where are you going? That's
tell
all of them. Where are you going?
I don't understand that myself. Yeah.
I never understood that. Never in my whole career of music. I'm leaving this group. Okay, now you're going to get somebody else and start over again.
It's crazy.
It's easy to get a hit record out there. You got another start coming, but it's not easy. You're messing up the chemistry. You got messing up your chemistry, and you got your certain fans. Each member in that group have a fans that made that group.
That's right.
I don't choose between the Dramatics. I book Willie Ford and them going on the show with me in Florida. I book LJ going on the show whenever we have one. I mean, we all friends. I don't break up nothing because the groups go separate ways and all that. They're still my friends. We're on the road traveling together, risking our lives on planes up and down.
That's right.
You know how many planes we have flown on all our lives all over the world and land?
Exactly.
You know.
Yep.
So that's a blessing within itself. But David, you're doing a great job with your group, man, and keep up the good work, and I congratulate you. I'm going back into rehearsal now. I want to get this first hour, half an hour to you. You got a lot of hits to play on the radio right now that everybody's probably going to drop for you. You're about memory lane for all the beautiful people that's listening. And if you got some open up lines for you, you talk to your fans. Okay?
I sure will. Thanks.
And thank you for coming over the show.
Thanks a million, Brother Marsh.
Thank you.
All right, we'll talk to you later, Godfather. Thank you for your time. Enjoy.
Thank you.
All right.
Now,
David, I want to also thank you for, you know, mentioning the Hurricane Harvey and Hurricane Irma people that are in
doubt.
The path and having any crosshairs to do with this hurricane. We want to keep everyone in our prayers, and we just ask that, you know, God would be there in the midst. That's all we can do, and prayerfully everyone has gotten out safely that need to get out. Amen. Now, you know, we're going to get this party started. We got these phone lines lit up, and so we're going to go back to area code caller number 313. Nat, are you still with us?
Oh, yeah, and I'm so hurt and disappointed. I didn't get a chance to talk with Marshall. We go way, way back to when he had his first hit record in Roanoke, Virginia.
Don't worry. We're going to have you on our show. So don't be hurt or disappointed. You come back and sit down with him like your friend David Banks is doing right now. We want you to talk
to
David now.
Beverly, I informed you about Nat Morris, didn't I, Beverly?
Yes, you did.
Beverly.
And I've learned so much about you, sir. Let me let you say hello to Daisy. She's still holding it down with me.
Downtown Miss Daisy Brown. How you doing, Daisy?
I'm fine, but I'd rather be uptown than downtown.
Well,
oh, my goodness. Okay.
All right. Okay. All right. Now, let me ask
right.
you, Matt, do you have a question or a comment for your friend David Banks of Enchantment?
Well, you know, he and I, David Banks and I, are very, very close, and we go way, way back. Met them when they came out with the record Gloria, and I, at that point in time, was a radio disc jockey here in the city of Detroit on 107.5, and I immediately knew that they had a hit record. The way I had been trained was we'd put a record, of course, you know, it was all vinyl then, so you'd put it into the first groove, and you listen for the first 10 to 15 seconds. If you don't hear it then, it's going to be hard. But that record, Gloria, was right on the money, right out of the box. I played it. I played 10 seconds, put it on the radio, and my phones lit up. And the person who mm-hmm. was in charge of promotions for the label had called me, and I called them right away and said, hey, you guys got a hit record here. This record is going to be something. And sure enough, it was. So I've been friends with Dave Banks, especially of Enchantment. So I'm so proud of Dave, and we've grown old together. Agelessly, you know, agelessly. So Dave and I are good friends, and I just wanted to come on and support him, and thought I'd get a chance to holler at Marshall, because Marshall did the TV show that I did
Wait, before you go into that, see, that's another show. Yeah, that's another show. So just like I said, because I really want to be able to, I heard a lot about you, a lot of good things about you. So you can best believe you are on the radar. And we're going to bring you on so that you can tell us all about the show, all about the people that have been on your show. And you're going to talk one-on-one with Martha Thompson. Daisy Brown going to hold it down with me, Uptown, Queen of Diamonds.
Okay.
So what I want to do is I want to thank you for calling in. I want to I'm going to go to the next caller. But
let me say this before I go. Can I put a plug in before I go so that you guys might know the work I did? I would like for all of your listeners to check out on YouTube. Go to YouTube and just search for Nat Morris channel, the Nat, NATMORRIS channel on YouTube, and you'd have an opportunity to see what Detroit's Soul Train looked like from 75 through 87. I thank you. God bless you. Dave, you're sounding great. And Ms. Brown, thank you. And thank you, Beverly. I love you guys. I love the show, and looking forward to another opportunity.
All right, well, before you go, since you done did all of that, okay, I'm going to do you another one. We're going to have you come on November 1st. So you go ahead and mark your calendar for the same time, and you're going to be on here November 1st, and you can tell everyone all about your show. And so now, how about that? Our listeners can come back after they have gone to YouTube, and we'll have you come back to the show, and David can hold it down with his sister Daisy Brown, and I and Martha Thompson, and you can have that conversation, okay?
All right. Well, I will tell you this. Dave Banks, you're going to have to come on with me like you got me to come on with you. Good night, y'all. Have a great show.
Okay, man.
All right, you have a good
night.
One. We'll
God bless you.
November 1st.
God bless you.
All right, God bless you.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for calling in. Uh-huh.
All right.
Beverly, this is David right quick. I wanted to say this. I'm going to say this, and then you could add that onto his show. But Nat was working this radio station he was talking about, WGPR. That was the first, they had the first black TV station also, because they were affiliated with the Masons. So anyway, he could tell you more about that. When you have him on your show on November 1st, okay?
All right, that sounds good. That sounds good. And thank you so much for the connection. And we're excited to, you know, venture down that journey and open up even another lane of the, another view into the music from that point of view.
Yes.
With his, with his, you know, collaboration
connection.
Or his, well, his soul, I don't want to say soul train, but with his production. Okay?
Yes.
So now, David,
yes.
I want to let some of our other callers come in. Caller area code 347. Caller area code 347. Your line is open. You are on Soul School Music with Marshall Thompson. He has left the building. David Banks of Enchantment is our guest. I'm Beverly Black, the creator. And did you have a question or a comment?
Hello?
Hi. Who are you? Area code 347, your mic is open. How are you? Who are you? All right. I'm going to go ahead and close the mic. All right.
Okay.
So now let me ask you, David, what is on the horizon for Enchantment? We are getting ready to get into this music. I cannot wait. Tell us about... well, let me tell you what we're playing, and then you can tell us something about it. So I want to start off with a song that you wrote called I Believe in You. Tell us about that song, and then I'm going to tell you all of the other songs that are going to be played as we party on out of here.
Okay. Well, that song, I Believe in You, was recorded in 1980, and it was produced by Mr. Don Davis over at Groovesville Records. And Don Davis had a lot to do with Johnny Taylor's Disco Lady, a lot of stuff that he had, a lot of songs by the Dramatics that he produced, a number of people. But I co-wrote that song with my partner, EJ Emanuel Johnson, and Mickey Stevenson Jr. And Mickey Stevenson Jr., his father was Mickey Stevenson that used to be with Motown Records, and he did a lot of stuff with Smokey Robinson. But I Believe in You, which is a very personal song that was the first song that I wrote. That's the first song that I had put out. I have other songs, but that's a very inspirational song to me, because if you listen to the lyrics in it and the way the track was put together, it's still inspirational to me today, to this day. So I'm glad that you have it on the show. Pardon me?
So it withstands the test of time. It transcends time. And, you know, I believe in you. Like you told me earlier, I want to thank you for believing in me and being on the show.
Exactly.
And we're going to hear I Believe in You. And it sounds very inspiring. Now, tell us about, I'm going to tell you everything that's on our playlist. It's You That I Need, Gloria, Silly Love Song, Forevermore, Sunshine, Where Do We Go From Here? So now, Gloria, is Gloria about someone named Gloria? Tell us about what inspired Gloria.
Well, Gloria is about someone, a very personal song with my partner, Emanuel Johnson, wrote that song. So, I mean, you can feel all the intensity in that song that when he wrote about it. So that was a personal relationship that he had with Gloria. So he wrote that song. Yes, yes. You could feel it. I mean, till this day, when he sings the song, you could feel the intensity of it. Oh, my goodness.
Now, I don't want to be nosy, but did he get the girl?
Yeah. Did he get the girl? Did he get Gloria? But that's Sunshine. That's apparently he didn't. He listened to Sunshine. He saw her later on, and she was with somebody else.
Faded away.
Hello, Sunshine.
And then later on, he was asking, "Where do we go from here?" Okay.
That's right. That's what he said. And he wanted to write a silly love song about her. What?
No, go ahead. Go ahead. Then he wanted to write a silly love song about it, right?
Then he wanted to write a silly love song. That's right. And
wow,
then later on,
wow,
I guess he found somebody else and he was love struck. But you ain't got that on your playlist.
Behave.
Oh, wait a minute. You give me the credit now.
Yeah. Behave.
Well, you know what? I'm ready to hear all of it. I'm ready to hear all
yes
of it. What about you, Daisy, Queen of Diamonds Brown?
Yes,
you ready?
Indeed.
I
love
Queen
Enchantment.
Yeah, well, thank
I
you, Miss Daisy.
Yeah, you know.
Go ahead, Queen.
I was going to say, you know how I feel about you guys. And I've toured with them many, many, many times. And it's always been a love trip, you know, just a love trip. And, and I can appreciate all of that. You get out there with some of these guys and, you know, they want to be. I use the phrase, they use their ego, easing God out.
Exactly.
They don't take time to remember or realize who's in charge, you know. But
exactly.
Enchantment has always been a gracious group, and I can appreciate that because that's
exactly
something that their audience can feel. You know, when you're performing two people, four people, you're supposed to be performing for them, and that's what they get at an Enchantment engagement, and it's grateful. I'm grateful for
that. Thank you. Okay, yes. Thank you.
Wow.
Beverly, can I slip this in right quick before you go to whatever you're going to do next? I want to say
go ahead.
A great dear friend of mine, Ms. Deborah Hewing, is
a very personal
friend of mine. She was a personal, Daisy also, and the stylistics. I have to give homage to Deborah Hewing because she just passed a week ago, and I have to say, I love you, Deborah. I love you from the deepest of my heart, and you know that. So I had to say that, and then I want to say thank you to Enchantment's band because you guys have been with us for many, many years, and I want to give y'all a shout out on this interview. I love y'all, man, and we love you. I want to say that. Now you can keep going.
Well, I know that Daisy would like to have some words of sentiment for Deborah if she wants.
Yes.
I just want, David, thank you so much. That has been one of the hardest things that I've had to experience with my girl to leave us like she did. And I'm just grateful for the time that we've had. And her memorial service will be next Tuesday in Philadelphia. God gave her to us for a short while, but she will be with us forever. And I am so grateful
for
that.
Yes, she will. She was a very special person.
Yes,
she was.
Well,
yeah.
On behalf of Tribe Family Channel Soul School Music with Marshall Thompson, myself, and Gumbo for the Soul International, I want to send our condolences to all of you, the family and friends of the Stylistics and Ms. Deborah Reign in Paradise. And I also, Queen of Diamonds, need to clear up the memorial date for the Godfather. I told him it was this week by mistake, so...
No, it's September 12th.
No, it's next week. Okay.
It's the First Unitarian Baptist Church of Philadelphia, 2125 Chestnut Street, Philadelphia. Services will be at 12 noon on Tuesday, September 12th.
Well, thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome.
And thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you both. Now, David, what is on the horizon for Enchantment? I know that all of the songs continue to inspire us and you're able to, you know, work and all of you are still together. Shout out to all of Enchantment, band members, everyone that has anything to do with the 50-plus years that you've all been together, cohesively bringing us nothing but pure music, harmony, and love. Yeah. What can we expect?
I'm going to put it like this. Well, right now, today, Enchantment has an anthology album. Well, CD. I guess they still got albums, but now it's CD. We have an anthology CD. It's called Sunshine Enchantment Anthology, which is you can get it at AmazonMusic.com. But the music was produced overseas. And also, I want to thank Mr. Michael Stokes, our producer. I love Michael Stokes till this day. And I'm sending you this message. I love you, Michael Stokes, whatever it is. You can get that on Amazon Music. And thank you for the beautiful music. I mean, so much talent was into the production of all the songs that we've done, from Michael Stokes to Emmanuel Johnson, Joe Thomas. You know, these are the guys in the group that wrote, myself, Mickey, Bobby Green, the dancer, and all of that. I tribute all y'all. I love y'all, man, from my heart and soul. That's loyalty. But we have new things coming up. Pardon me?
Go ahead. Well, wait, before you go to the new things, I just want to let our listeners know that Sunshine, the Enchantment Anthology covers your songs from 1975 to 1984. It's out on Cherry Red Records, Big Break Records, proudly presents.
Yes.
And they can also go to www.cherryred.co.uk/product and search for Sunshine by Enchantment, the anthology.
That's right.
So that's cherryred.co.uk/product.
That's
and
right.
Get Enchantment in your play.
That's right.
List.
And also, that's right. That's right. And you can get in touch with David. You can get in touch with David Banks / Enchantment on Facebook. And I'll talk to you. Reach out to me anytime. And also, what I wanted to say, hey, guys, if you need a new girlfriend or something, you're kind of low in your life, you need to buy this CD so you can put it on. And I'm sure I guarantee you that you get you a Gloria or somebody. I guarantee you that. I believe in you. It's 30-something songs on that CD. I guarantee you. I guarantee if you get your game on, get your rap on, huh?
I know that's right. I know that is right. They
Shoot.
Are crooners, and if you can't catch
that's
somebody
right.
with that, if you can't put on Enchantment and captivate the girl,
right.
you just forget it. Just forget it. Just leave the dance floor, leave the
you
room.
You feel the fire. Feel the fire.
Yeah, put some old school on. The OGs. You know what I'm saying.
Well, we're getting ready to go ahead and party on out here. So, David Banks, I want to thank you for being right here with me on Soul School Music with Marshall Thompson. He has left the building, as you know, everyone. He is at rehearsal, and they continue to put it down. So they will be out in Jacksonville, Florida, God willing, on, I believe, the 20th or the
30th.
But you can go
30th.
Look at them the 30th. I'm 30. Sorry, thank you. September 30th.
Yeah.
Okay, you can go visit their website, www.chi-lites.info, to get all of their tour info. Now, I don't know if people realize that Daisy Queen of Diamonds Brown is one of the team players that has been holding down the sidelights for the 58-plus years that they have been on. She has traveled and toured with them. All of the stuff that you guys were laughing and talking about that you do on the sidelines, booking the hotels, picking up the clothes from the cleaners, making the reservations, getting the car, calling the kids, getting the that. held it down and has done it all. Now, Marsha Thompson made sure that he introduced she and I so that we can build something. And so at this juncture, I told her I would love if she would come on and co-produce. So you are always going to be able to find her over here holding it down with me, helping to co-produce Soul School Music with Marsha Thompson. So now, thank you, Beth. Any words for your thank you? And do you have any words for your guest, David Banks? And then tell our listeners where they can find you.
Well, David, you know I love you dearly. And I am so gracious that you decided to accept the invitation.
I couldn't help but do it.
The sound is awesome, even still 50 years later.
Thank you.
And that is phenomenal. You know, most groups, you want to hear a track when you're on stage because you don't get the
real deal,
but you do with Enchantment.
And if you have not heard them,
you've missed a treat because it's just like being in the studio with them. And I'm just grateful to have people like that as a friend that I can say is that's a friend of mine. And I can
say it out
a little bit, you know, not too far, just a little bit.
Mm-hmm. You're right.
And,
thank you, Daisy.
You're so welcome, David. I can be reached on Facebook, Daisy Brown, as well. And my email is MizDaiz@AOL.com. Thank you so much, Beverly. I just love working with you, and you've made it so easy for me to come aboard, and I'm graceful and gracious, and love you dearly.
I love you too,
my queen, my queen, my queen. Like I always tell you, I'm sitting at your feet, okay? And when you're sitting at someone's feet, you're in a posture of humility, and you are learning. And so I honor you, and it is an honor to sit at your feet and learn from you and to do this with you. And so, Mr. David Banks, I want to also thank you for being here, for accepting Daisy's invitation, and for gracing
our platform
with your presence. It has been an honor, privilege, and a pleasure. I want to thank you for the music that Enchantment has given us all these 50-plus years. It has been nothing but pure butter, nothing but smooth rhythm vocals and melodic sounds that we can continue to play. It is timeless. And so I want to thank our listeners all over the globe from Gumbo for the Soul International. We are Tribe Family Channel's Soul School Music with Marshall Thompson. We are on social media, facebook.com/Tribe Family Channel. We also have our Soul School Music page via Facebook. So just connect with us there, or you can hit us on Twitter at Tribe Family US. I'm the creator of Gumbo for the Soul International, our parent company. You can hit me at Gumbo for the Soul on Twitter, or you can email tribefamilychannel@gmail.com. I want to thank all of our listeners all around the globe. Thank you so much once again. We will be back on September 13th. Go ahead. Did you want to say something?
I can't forget this. I must mention our manager, Mr. Willie Bennett. If you're trying to get in touch with Enchantment, you can reach him at area code 301-996-7395. Willie Bennett, I hope you're listening to this, and thank you so much for helping Enchantment. We love you. Thank you, Beverly.
Amen to that. We want to thank everyone for having their hand in the collective cohesiveness of Enchantment, and we wish you continued success. And we want to invite our listeners to come back and join us on September 13th. We will have Mr. Cliff Perkins and the Notations. So that is going to be a phenomenal show. I cannot wait. We've got a all-star lineup throughout the fall, and so we want to remind all of our listeners to follow us on social media or follow our studio directly via blogtalkradio.com gumbo.com/gumbo for the soul. I'm Beverly Black, the creator. God has the creator of Gumbo for the Soul, and the creator has given me the pleasure of having this platform to have all of you to vibe and listen to. And I want to thank you for doing this with us and Marshall Thompson. So y'all ready to get this party started?
Ready.
Start it up. It's you that I need, baby.
All right, now, well, I really, really appreciate you all once again, and here we go with Enchantment.
Love you.
Yeah. another day.
Just how I love you so, and I want you to know that.
To the place, no others could.